الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون، إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In this ayat kareema, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala announces and says to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, say and tell the people, هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Do those people who know, are they equal, are they similar, are they the same like those people who don't know? This is istifhami inkari, that is the question that is asked, and the question where the answer will definitely be in the negative. That definitely those who know cannot be equal to those who don't know. Those who don't know can never be equal to those who know. Yeah, very important, as the ayat says, إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. The ulul albab, the people of intelligence, will take, meditate on this matter and will take lessons from here on this matter about those who know and who don't know. That the two are not equal, that there is a great, great world of difference. As Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the alim, the person who knows, his virtue is like that of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam on the lowest ranking sahabi. How great Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's position. So those who know their position, the ulama who have got the knowledge, they are so much superior just by virtue of the knowledge of deen which they have got. And in this, innama yatazakkaru ulul albab, the ulul albab, the people of intelligence, will meditate and think of this. That first thing is that we have to think about. Commonly, generally, we say that there are three types of knowledge in the world. Or rather, basically, we say two types. One is deen's knowledge, and one we say is dunya's knowledge. Deen, this ilm, which we translate as knowledge, is only for the knowledge, for the ilm of deen. For this dunya's knowledge, that word ilm cannot be used for it also. Because that is more tajrubat, experiences, how to build a house, how to do farming, how to run a country, all the experience which the people have got. That is not knowledge. Knowledge is what is absolute. There can be no doubt. And that is only that which has come from Allah Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala sent to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, finally to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam via the means of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam. That is that which is called ilm. And that is really not the words also that we read, but al-ilmu nurun. It is that nur. And the effect of that is that innama yakhsha allaha min ibadihi al-ulama. That those people who get that nur, they develop the khashiyat and the fear of Allah, the love of Allah, and the consciousness, the conscience of Allah Ta'ala. Automatically by that nur, they develop that. So that is what we come to acquire here. The other type of knowledge, which we say is dunya's knowledge. Dunya's knowledge is also essential. We all have to, Allah made it, we are going to live in this world. We need a house to live in. We need food to eat, we need clothes to wear, we need transport to travel, etc. So that is the dunya's knowledge. But today in the world, there isn't anywhere really where there is dunya's knowledge. Very, very little there is. What we call this dunya's knowledge, which is at schools, universities, college, it is secular education, what they call. And what is secular? Secular is that anything, secular government, secular education, anything which is secular, listen to this carefully, it's very important for us to understand this, that secular is that in which there is no religion in which Allah does not come. That is what is called secular. A secular state, a secular government is that government that only man-made laws, where Allah Ta'ala doesn't feature, where religion doesn't come in, is not allowed to come in. So secular education also, all this, whether it is engineering, whether it is medicine, whether it is accounting, they have over the years, from a long time, roughly about 300 years ago, they separated the two between the knowledge or the knowledge which is belongs to the religion, and before, even in the Christian church and all other religions, the religious people taught even this worldly knowledge, which is also part of necessity of life. But then they separated the two and made it completely. So now secular state they made, secular education. Well, if we go and study in a college, whoever goes and study there, it is that knowledge which is of dunya, but from which they took out religion. And they took out Allah Ta'ala. So now that is only mundane. That is only to do with atheism. That Allah does not feature. So that type of knowledge is very, very dangerous, and to call it knowledge also is not correct. Knowledge, you can use the English word, but to call it ilm, that is ilm, that is very dangerous also. The knowledge, ilm that there is only of deen, that which Allah had revealed and for which Allah Ta'ala had made the preservation. And to look after it, Allah took every precaution. That it cannot be changed, this wahi. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah will protect this knowledge. So we have to understand this, for what we have come here, this is what we call the knowledge of deen, ilm of deen. This is, let us understand what it is. It is that which has come from Allah Ta'ala. And basically, it is the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif is absolute. It is 100% true, 100% correct. And deen, just by the way, for us to understand also, that our deen, many times today, we want to understand our deen according to logic, according to what we understand. So let us get this clear, that deen is not according to logic. If deen was, by and large, deen is according to logic, we understand, it makes 100% sense to us. But deen is not subject to logic. Deen is not subject to our mental understanding. Deen is revelation, wahi, from Allah tabaarak wa ta'ala. To understand this, if a person's wudu breaks, for example, number one, urine, number two, stool, or we pass wind. Now what will logic say? That where you pass wind from, you must wash that. Where you urinated from, you must wash that. From where you defecated, you did your number two, you must wash that. But what is the command? You wash your hands, your face, your arms, you make masa, you wash your legs. But where the napaki came out, you don't wash that. So deen is not according to logic. Logic should have said that we must wash those places. That is where your wuzu broke, so you must wash those places. But the command of Allah is not that. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha qumtum ila salah faghsilu wujuhakum. And the whole ayat, it has nothing to do with. So deen is not according to our logic. Deen is what Allah has revealed. Also, if a person wears leather socks, and we make masah on that, which is 100% correct also. Here again, logic will say that you must make masah at the bottom of the foot, of the socks, because that is the part that comes in contact with the ground, etc. That must be clean. Not the top part. The top part is clean. But what is the ruling of deen? You must make masah on the top. So we see that deen and this knowledge is not according to our logic and what our mind tells us. It is what Allah has revealed, and then what Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. The hadith, which is the explanation of the Quran Sharif. And most important in that, the sunnah, the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From there, from this two then, comes what is called ijma, where the ulama agree on matters which are not directly, you can't get the ruling from the Quran, from the hadith. Then what the ulama agreed on, and what they make qiyas on, they compare it, that this is a new condition here. You compare it to a condition that exists, and according to that you give a ruling here. So that is the four main sources of our knowledge. So this is what is that absolute knowledge. For one, we should make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala that this knowledge is still alive in the world. And it isn't really our efforts or anyone's efforts. It is the fadl of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That this type of knowledge, and we should also make more shukr that in Darul Ulooms of our type which we have, this knowledge is alive here. For example, here at the Darul Uloom, here in our Darul Uloom, many previously lot of jamaats used to come also. Now for various different reasons, the coming of jamaats has been also curtailed, it is less. Arab jamaats should come, jamaats from foreign countries, other countries, and the type of education they saw here, they would give their lives for it. And presently, here in Azadwal, there are those families who have made hijrat to come here just for this knowledge. They have left Medina Sharif, which was the center of learning at one time. So this knowledge, Allah has kept it alive, no matter how much shukr we make. Otherwise, many parts of the world, this knowledge of deen is taught with wearing shoes on, sitting at a desk, boys and girls sitting and mixed, they are mixed together, they are being taught. The teacher speaks, whether it's a male or a female, speaks to the boys and the girls openly, no parda. And in fact, in some places, even they will smoke while they are reading hadith kitabs, while they are reading tafsir kitabs. So this knowledge that, and the method that it is being imparted, we should make a lot of shukr to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And that in these times, which are so trying times, it is like an impossible thing. But only by the great fadl of Allah, and Allah has proven His promise, وَإِنَّا لَهُ الْحَافِظُونَ, Allah has kept it alive. So we should make shukr, we should endeavor, and we should become die-hard for this kind of knowledge. And all of us who are here, who have come here, the madrasa is running, it isn't from our side. Allah made it possible for us. And just in His mercy and kindness, no goodness from our side, nothing but Allah in His mercy and kindness. Then very important, we should try to understand the value of this knowledge. This knowledge of deen, of Quran and hadith primarily, and then all the other branches of deen also. Understand it, that whatever there is in the world, whatever perhaps makes has got value in us, as youngsters, perhaps many of us, what is very important is sports, for example, unfortunately, which is a real, real destructive thing. Totally, it takes us out of deen. That's not the time, I don't want to go into the details, but some of us might think sports is the greatest thing. Others might think money is a big thing. Cars are very great. All the different sports cars, all the different types of cars, etc. Perhaps we have got a passion for that also. Then some of us might think worldly education, what we call the secular education, which if we could have understood, that is totally haram, that education. That education in which Allah does not feature, in which religion does not feature, that is a haram education. So many of us might think that is very important, all that type of education. Some of us might be thinking politics, etc., to become a politician. All the parliament buildings, the parliamentarians, the meetings of the parliaments, of the parliamentarians, etc., whatever in the world we can think of, all that together doesn't form one bit of this knowledge of deen which Allah Ta'ala has given us. This is so much more superior. May it come in our heart that what we are studying here, whether it is from Alif, Ba, Ta, Sa, whether it is we're doing Hifz, we're doing Qiraat, We are doing alim course, sarf, nahwa, to lead us onto understanding of Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif or any other branch which aids us to understand Quran and Hadith. All that is by far, it can't compare also to those other things, all that other things together, all of it together can't compare one but to this. So we should understand that for what a honorable purpose Allah has chosen me. That I'm here in the madrasa, I'm learning, whether I'm going for my hifz sabak, whether the children in the makatib are doing their nazara, alif ba ta sa, whatever they are learning, this is the most superior thing. And who will Allah give that which is so superior? To those whom Allah Ta'ala loves the most. Those are the ones that Allah gives. So we should think that Allah loves me. That is why Allah has chosen me. Otherwise, each one of us will realize that as we are, there is somebody 18, 19, 20 years, different ages. We have got many of our brothers who are the same ages. We have got many of our friends who are of the same ages. But Allah did not choose them. Allah chose us. And not that we have something special, it is the mercy and the kindness of Allah. So we should make a lot of shukr and now appreciate this. Live now, that responsibility must come into us. If somebody has got, for example, you give somebody 20 million rand or cash notes and you tell, yeah it is, he is now going to realize, I must look after it. I can't just show it out, I must hide it. When I walk, I must be careful. I have to see that I have taken somebody to help me, to protect me. Crooks can get, I've got something valuable on me now. What is 20 million? What is 20 billion? All that is nothing. This knowledge that I've got. And there are crooks, they are out there. Our nafs and shaitan is there to take it away from us. That we don't appreciate it first. We don't even realize this great knowledge. So a person with this knowledge, for example, we can't be going on terrible sites on our phones, for example. We can't even be going on sports things, commentaries, etc. We can't be going on looking at cars, etc. Or all the other funny things people follow on the phones, etc. A person who has got this knowledge, this great valuable asset, we must realize our value also. That what Allah Ta'ala has given us. And this another aspect we can understand, this knowledge of deen is really more for the akhirat. How to apply it here in order to make our life of akhirat. This what we call the knowledge of dunya is how to make dunya. How to become rich here. How to have a big house, have a nice motor car, etc., all that. And everyone can understand this dunya, especially at this time with the virus and the people passing away, Allah grant maghfirat, etc. But if you had made so much effort for something which you are going to leave behind, that is clearly that it isn't a sensible thing to do. To make so much of effort to give your life, to all your efforts you put for something which you are going to leave behind. And on the other hand, you give your life and you make an effort for that which you are going to get forever and ever. In the akhirat, what is going to be with you and what will stay with you forever, it will never be taken away from you. That is sensible. That is what we should be doing. So the knowledge of this dunya also is for this dunya. It is just for yeah, and to make so much of effort for it, even if we make a lot of money, we live comfortably, we make investments, etc. But we see at the present moment, young people who have built their empires, and suddenly they just taken away. And all that what they made effort for is left behind. And a person who made effort for akhirah, all that effort, had we put it for the akhirah, and we prepare for the akhirah, that is what is going to be of help to us. This dunya's knowledge, what we call, and which is without Allah Ta'ala in it, which is atheistic, that is dahriyat, that is things in which is opposite totally about deen, in which Allah Ta'ala is the main focus. Allah to the tariqah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the main focus. That is the most important. And to give your life for that which is without Allah ta'ala, that also doesn't make sense at all whatsoever. So Allah ta'ala, so we must make a lot of shukr. And for this knowledge now, we should make a lot of effort also. No matter how much effort we make, it's not enough. For to gather this knowledge and to acquire it properly. And not only what is being taught in the madrasa, knowledge of deen is much more vast than that also. That we should try and acquire all that knowledge also. The amount that is taught in the madrasa, we must try and master it. Our hifz, those who are doing hifz, let us do it thoroughly. Let our door be very strong. Let us learn our tajweed, etc. to read it correctly. And the recitation of Quran Sharif, what a great thing. To read Quran Sharif, how Allah loves the recitation of the Quran Sharif. Clearly it comes when little children are reading Quran Sharif. Then at that place Allah Ta'ala takes out all calamities, whether it is this virus or whatever else, Allah removes it from there. Just by the recitation of the Quran Sharif. And may Allah make it when we hear, when we pass the hifz classes, or when the hifz students study us, learning the sabak at the back here, and the recitation of Quran Sharif comes, it should bring joy in our hearts. We should feel so happy Quran Sharif is being recited. And not only tilawat of Quran, which is great, it is ibadat, but the learning of the Quran Sharif. And little children are learning. And children from different nationalities, from different countries of the world, from different nationalities, they are all sitting together. What a great namat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then in the alim classes, all the students, when they are making their takrar, mutala, they are studying, they are having their sabak, it should give us joy. And that today we can still be at that time that we are still sitting on the floor, which is of humility and humbleness. And we are listening to the sabaks of the ustad. And by and large still, the amount of adab that the students have got for their ustad, that is also very important. We must make effort on our adab. Adab for the kitabs. Adab for the ustad. Adab for the classroom. It is a very great thing. All our kitabs also we should make adab. By and large, alhamdulillah, there is still this adab. It is a great thing. Otherwise, university students, college students, how they, their textbooks, how they handle, they don't worry how they throw it, where they put it or whatever. But for kitabs, we even try. And mashallah, there are many of those students who with wuzu only they will touch the kitabs. Whether it is a tafsir or hadith, they will only touch it with wudu. What a great adab there is. So all this year, Allah Ta'ala has given it to us, we should try and appreciate it. Appreciate this knowledge, have this conviction in our heart. There is nothing in the world, or rather everything in the world together, cannot compare to the alif of the name of Allah. The rest of deen is still very far. And Allah's name is such, and Allah's name can only be learned with the knowledge of deen. As long as there is one person to take the name of Allah, Allah will keep the whole system of the world to carry on. Rains will keep on coming, winds will blow, crops will grow, food will come, there will be transport, there will be houses, there will be everything, as long as Allah's name is alive. When there is no one to take Allah's name, in other words, there will be nobody to teach deen also. Not one person to take the name of Allah. Allah will bring this world to an end. From that also understand that it isn't we, many times we also suffer from this inferiority complex, and we think that the people who are doing engineering, they're building our masjids, they're building our houses, our buildings, etc., the construction companies, all the people doing agriculture or whatever else, or all the people who are doing transport, they have got a favor on us that they're making it easy for us. It is our favor on them, because when there'll be no deen, to the extent that not even the name of Allah will be left. then all those things will also come to an end. So it is the name of the barakat of deen and Allah, and how much deen is alive, so much dunya, there will be peace in the world. People's necessities will be completed. So it is our ihsan on the people of dunya. We must never ever think it's their ihsan on us, that they are showing us a favor. They're giving us ready food, giving us ready houses, etc. This is all the barakat of deen. So this knowledge of deen is the most vital thing. And Allah has chosen us for us. And Allah has given us those asatiza who stayed with those asatiza. Great, great, great people. And today we are still fortunate that we have the sanad of hadith also. The sanad of our ilm also. A person, even as far as our tasawwuf is concerned, our sanad of our mashayikh also, we have got it. Which in any other field, nobody has got it. Even in our own personal lives, we all must be knowing our father's name. There may be somebody who is an adopted child and he doesn't even know who his father is, what his father's name. But by and large, we all know our father's name. We know our grandfather's name. There are many of us who don't know our great-grandfather's name. And great-great-grandfather, perhaps none of us know their names also. And more further than that. But as far as hadith is concerned, as far as our tasawwuf is concerned, we will get the whole sanad. So what a solid knowledge Allah has given us from any and every aspect we can see. This is the greatest thing. So make qadr of it, appreciate it. And then Allah has chosen us, the students who are generally at the ages between say 15, 20, 22, more or less around there. Your prime of your life, your jawani, your shabab, Allah has chosen that. And the best time of the ibadat of a person is not when he gets old. Normally we leave ibadat for when we get old, then we'll make ibadat. But the best prime time of ibadat is shabab, is the jawani of ours. And the best ibadat is to acquire knowledge. And Allah has chosen our shabab in order to acquire, to do the greatest ibadat, acquisition of knowledge. And knowledge of deen, of Quran and hadith, and in the proper correct way, not in the way of some modern way of teaching online, or teaching with shoes on in universities. People today, there are those people who are regarded as big ulama, no topi, tie, suit, etc. But and when they speak, the knowledge of deen they speak, what knowledge they speak, no doubt. But when you see their outward form, shakl o surat, you don't think he's even a Muslim. But Allah has given us that knowledge which is in conformity with the Sunnah, and we cannot make enough shukr to our akabir and our aslaf. It is their barakat, their sacrifices, and they sacrifice, we also have to learn to sacrifice. This deen is not fueled, and the knowledge of deen is not fueled with luxury and comfort and enjoyment. It is fueled with qurbani, with sacrifice, with hard work, with effort, with sitting with adab in front of our ustaz. That is how we get this knowledge. And this knowledge are not nukush, are not alfaz, are not words. Al-ilmu nurun. In order to get that nur from the ustaz's heart. And that nur comes in you. Then that nur will make you amal. Will make you make amal. That nur will turn your attention to akhirat. Not for dunya's sake, for akhirat's sake. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Let us appreciate this. Work hard and acquire this knowledge and not suffer under any inferiority complex. In fact, take out from our heads that this university education, that is not even ilm. Knowledge, whatever that means, that can be that, but it is not even ilm. Ilm is what is here and what you get at the feet of your asatiza. May Allah give us all tawfiq. SubhanAllah.